WSRN News, I'm John Scott. Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas believes Donald Trump's overwhelming victory in Iowa delivered a knockout punch to the rest of the GOP presidential hopefuls.
Donald Trump is very strong in New Hampshire as well, and from that point it only gets stronger for President Trump when he comes to my neck of the woods, South Carolina first, and then the rest, or much of the South. I think after last night's decisive victory, the writing is on the wall here.
Cotton was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Nikki Haley says she won't participate in the next Republican presidential debate unless former President Trump takes part in it, leaving Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as the only candidate committed to Thursday's event. Haley finishing third in Iowa behind Trump and DeSantis. Also at SRNNews.com, National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says it's bitterly cold in much of the Rockies, Great Plains, and Midwest.
We still got wind chills, minus 30, minus 40. Wind chills as low as zero all the way down in the portions of Texas, Mississippi, Tennessee.
About 110,000 homes in and businesses without power late Monday, the bulk of them in Oregon, after widespread outages that started on Saturday. A New York architect in a string of slayings known as the Gilgo Beach killings has been accused now of the death of a fourth woman. Authorities announced that Rex Huerman was charged in the killing of 25-year-old Marine Brainerd Barnes of Norwich, Connecticut. Brainerd Barnes was a mother of two who vanished in 2007. Her remains were found more than 3 years later. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 253 points, the NASDAQ 59 points in the red. This is SRN News. The American Academy of Pediatrics goes all in on transgenderism. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The country's premier child doctors association says states that ban sex change operations on kids are engaging in, quote, state-sanctioned medical neglect and emotional abuse. A statement by the AAP also calls efforts by state governments to keep youngsters from undergoing those irreversible surgeries in an effort to live as the opposite sex are, quote, transphobic and prejudicial. Healthcare experts in Europe are calling the AAP statement unethical. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Alabama has begun enforcing a ban on the use of puberty blockers and hormones to help children live as the opposite sex. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has granted the state's request to stay a preliminary injunction that had blocked Alabama from enforcing the 2022 law. This is SRN News. Washington State has sued to block the proposed merger of Kroger and Albertsons, two of the nation's largest grocery chains.
Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson filed the lawsuit in King County Superior Court. The Seattle Times reported that Ferguson, in his suit, argued that the $25 billion deal would harm consumers and raise prices. According to the suit, Kroger and Albertsons have more than 300 locations in the state and account for more than half of its grocery sales.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Kroger says it remained in dialogue with state attorneys general and the Federal Trade Commission regarding the proposed merger. A plane taxiing for departure clipped another aircraft at Chicago O'Hare International Airport Sunday evening, according to the FAA. No injuries were reported. Both planes were of Boeing design. The FAA will investigate. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.